this is Victoria Barella with the Trade Show Minute here at ISC 2017 in Amsterdam. I'm here with my guest, Nate Moyal, with Flat Frog. Welcome.
That is correct. Yeah, nice to be here.
It's very nice to be in Amsterdam. Is this where can we find your booth, first off?
Ah, good question. We are in Hall 13, mm-hmm. B70.
Perfect. And how's the craziness of the day one?
Day one is always exciting. You always have your best meeting in day one, and you know, your top customer who just cannot wait to meet with you. They all gonna show up in day one, mm-hmm. and to add to the anxiety, you know, you just get all your demos working, and hopefully everything works perfectly.
First day one,
But it's been very good. It's been very very busy. We had a lot of good meeting, and we have a lot of new things coming up that are really. Making big vibes in the market, and we're very excited about a new product.
Good. Speaking of products, tell us about maybe your favorite product that's going on in your booth, maybe that you're demoing, what people are really attracted to on the first day that you've seen.
Yes. So this year we are we've come up with a product that is very well tailored toward education and collaboration at and some of the disruption that we've adding to the market is the ability to do very high precision writing and the ability to support multi-users and to provide a much more intuitive experience. So you no longer necessarily have to think that you're writing on a digital whiteboard, that the touchscreen, it really feels like a whiteboard. Mm-hmm. You know, you can write very fast, you can use your hand to erase, and you can use your finger, or you can use a pen, and you don't have to select a menu to tell the system what are you using. It will intuitively figure out whether it's a finger, or whether it's a pen, or whether you're trying to erase. So we're essentially trying to make the technology as invisible as possible. And we have a new product line. It's a brand new technology that we're rolling out, and it's pretty exciting. It's a different interactive experience.
Good. And with the whiteboards, would you say the latency is very low? Have you been working on making it feel like a very natural flowing product? I know that's very important right now with the smart boards.
Absolutely. We're that's really where a lot of our engineering and creativity and innovation that we're putting into the product. It's very easy to think in terms of electrical performance, latency, accuracy, mm-hmm. but what we're trying to get to is to provide much more intuitive to where to the end user, you know, you don't think in terms of, wow, the latency is low or high. You mm-hmm. just want to draw and you want the line to be right where the pen is, mm-hmm. and that's really the direction that we're taking is to not approach it from let's improve our spec. It's more, let's provide the user an experience that it's mimics, easy. That you just feel like a regular whiteboard.
Definitely, and minimize maybe the amount of steps when they're using a digital product instead of going to the menu, like you mentioned, making sure the product knows what you're using. It should already know as you're approaching it and writing on it. So
exactly.
That's very good.
Exactly.
Can you tell us more about maybe some trends that you were seeing over the years in the interactive display world, especially maybe with your company, what you've seen growth over the years?
Yeah, we've seen quite a few interesting trends. One is toward bigger sizes. Mm-hmm. If you think about, let's say, 3-4 years ago, having a touch and pen experience on a 84-inch was pretty unheard of. Mm-hmm. And if you had it, it was quite poor. Mm-hmm. And the market was okay with that. What we're seeing now, there is the whole touch experience is migrating to bigger sizes, mm-hmm. but it's no longer acceptable to have a writing experience that is just okay. Yeah. You don't want to take, you don't want to change the way that you write and adopt it to the board. Mm-hmm. You want to write the same way that you would on a regular whiteboard. And that's kind of the challenge to the industry is that up to a few years ago, the technology really wasn't capable. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we're very proud of is that we have a technology that is quite disruptive to which we can do it. We can go bigger and we can give you the same experience that you have on a whiteboard on a digital whiteboard. Mm-hmm. So everything that you like about a whiteboard, the fact that it writes quickly, you don't have to think about what kind of markers they're using and whether using a special eraser, mm-hmm. we're trying to make all that disappear and give you the same experience, but it's digitally smart. You can save it, you can email it, mm-hmm. but you don't have to suffer and sweat to get there.
That's very true. So I have not actually been to your booth yet, but someone that's just listening maybe in another country, could you let us know about the product? Do you have to use tools? Do you have specific tools for the products that you have, or is it just fit with your finger? Tell me about a little bit of that.
Yeah, so it's pretty easy to use. Just bring your own finger.
Okay, just your fingers, okay.
Just bring your finger.
Can it be also some kind of pen or some kind of other object?
Yeah, what we're also showing is the ability to use what really almost feels like a regular pen. Mm-hmm. When you come to high-performance writing, there's a few solutions out on the market that required a very expensive electronic pen that generate the signal, mm-hmm. and it's pretty fancy, and it's pretty mm-hmm. expensive, and most of the time it doesn't look like a pen. It looks like a mini submarine. And what we're trying to introduce is actually a very simple pen, something that looks like your regular pen.
Like a regular pen. It does look like a regular pen. It almost looks like a crayon or some sort of a very natural-looking pen, not a submarine that you're writing on the board.
Exactly. And it does not require a battery. It doesn't mm-hmm. require anything very fancy. It's basically a piece of plastic. It's a mm-hmm. passive pen. Mm-hmm. And it just feels like using a regular pencil.
Mm-hmm. Is it easy to replace? Do different pens do different things? Or is it just specific to one color? I haven't seen the displays yet, so I'm just curious.
Yeah, yes. So we got a couple of interesting things that are brewing that I can't necessarily talk about.
Not yet. Okay.
So we'll leave a little bit of a mystery.
A little mystery,
you know,
to come by.
You must come
booth.
And talk to us, and we'll take it from there.
Sounds good.
But kind of from the base product, we're trying to make it as intuitive as possible. And mm-hmm. when you lose a pen, you don't have to worry that, oh, now I got to spend $100 to get a replacement.
Right.
It's basically fine, you know, pull another one, a couple bucks, mm-hmm. and you're good to go.
Oh, that's great. It's especially very important when it comes to the smarter technologies, especially in the education, that there's kids that are probably going to be using it too with their teachers, and then they're going to either mess it up, break it, chew on it, whatever, that they have to replace it. So it's going to be a really easy process, hopefully, to replace the pens.
You're absolutely right. You absolutely nailed it.
So tell me about your experiences with maybe client feedback about placing this in the education industry.
We've seen a lot of very good success mm-hmm. in the education market, because that's exactly what the market is looking for. They're not mm-hmm. looking for a very fancy spaceship. they just want it to be so simple that you put it in front of a kid and he'll pick it up and he'll start writing and mm-hmm. he's going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
I think we're getting pretty close to providing, you know, that type of experience. Mm-hmm. And we've seen some pretty interesting trend in the markets to where we have some very big players that are really welcoming and really enjoying our solution.
Yeah, that's very good, especially with maybe like the younger children. You know, they don't want to, they could obviously learn a new tool, but then there you go, you have to teach the elders also, or people that are just used to writing with a pen on, you know, on the blackboard or whatever, or chalk on the blackboard. And so this, if it's, the pen looks natural and it's not another tool you have to learn. It's very, like you said, intuitive. Anyone can pick it up and use it.
One of my favorite pictures from a previous show that we've done was when you don't see many kids at the show. Mm-hmm. Actually, you don't see any kids.
Yeah.
But there was an instant in a previous show where mm-hmm. a lady came in and she was walking with a kid that was about 6 or 7 years old. Mm-hmm. And he didn't ask for permission. He just picked up a pen and started writing on our board. And I thought it was the greatest thing ever. And I
the had best advertisement right there.
It was great. You know, right there, I took a picture and to me, that really felt good, because, mm-hmm. you know, we didn't have to tell him what to do.
There was no coaching. What to do, yeah.
He knew exactly what to do. And, you know, he just went about his business. He did his drawing, and he was very happy about it.
Yeah, and especially, you know, you can give the kids, like, more tools as well. Maybe save it in a digital format or however else, you know, you can save it. So since I haven't been to the booth yet, how can you save these things? Where do they go? Do they go up to the cloud and we never see them? Or can you print it out? What do you do with these?
And yeah, that's the beauty of it, is whatever you've done in your regular whiteboard, huh. you can now digitally capture the information, and okay. you can share it with other people. You can save it and use it yourself later, uh-huh. or you can collaborate with other people. You can actually mm-hmm. have another team somewhere else in the world, and now we're kind of shifting from education to more of a collaboration mm-hmm. to where two people can be working on the same drawing at mm-hmm. the same time, or you can send it back and forth, or you can have a meeting to where you're looking at a drawing and you're updating the drawing and somebody on the other side of the world is watching you do it live, mm-hmm. and that's the future.
That's good. So how does that work when two people are working on one thing? Could you explain more about how that works?
So from a technology point of view, that's exactly the type of stuff that we're supporting. Some of the interesting limitations that we're running into are really have to do with the communication limitation or operating system. Mm-hmm. So I think there the technology has a little bit more more work to be done. But in uh-huh. terms of the interactive experience, that's no problem. Mm-hmm. And we're working on being able to break through some of that and to allow, again, for multiple people, not just maybe one or two, but maybe a whole group of people, to be able to interact at the same time.
Mm-hmm. That's very true. So can you remind us one more time what your booth number is?
Yes, our booth number is in hall 13, mm-hmm. and the space is B70. And I'm hoping you guys can drop by and play with our board, and at the minimum, come by and say hi.
Definitely. And where can we find you if someone is not in Amsterdam right now enjoying the craziness of ISE?
You can find us on our website at www.flatfrog.com. Come check it out. We got some nice video that will also give you a pretty good sense of the type of technology and the type of thing that we do in a very short amount of time. You don't have to spend 20 minutes to read a very technical paper. You can just look at the homepage and then just click on videos, then you'll have a pretty good flavor for the stuff that we're doing.
At ISE, definitely. Thank you so much, and I hope you're enjoying the rest of your ISE.
Thank you.